Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, get them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. I hope everybody had an awesome time on yesterday. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead with my announcements. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you. If you did not tune in, you missed a treat. Elder, walk the dog again. Glory to God. Every time she comes on, she walks the dog. So I encourage you to make sure you listen to Elder's show every Saturday. Faith come by hearing. None other than Elder Bertha Askew at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you missed it, you missed a treat. But the shows are pre-recorded, so you can go back and you can hear it on demand. Just go to www.blogtalk. Amen. Faith come by hearing. Elder Bertha Askew. It was an awesome show. And make sure you get ready for the next one, because it's going to be just the same. It's going to be off the chain, just like this one. She's going to have some more fire to add to it, to take her even higher. Glory to God. So I want to make sure you tune in and listen to it. Amen. Every Saturday, I'm going to run it back to you again at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and I'm the first Hour of Power, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's Prophetic Corner Ministry. So you don't want to miss it. You want to stay tuned in. Keep it locked right there, because it's going down on this day that the Lord has made. And the next hour of power is, I'm going to give you a 30-minute window right there, a 30-minute break. Go get some water, get refreshed, go do what you got to do, come back, get ready for none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, Minister Elaine Jackson at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And then if you move on up on Tuesday, this is all ministry with you in mind. So you see, it goes on and on and on. And that's the way it should be. Ministry got to go on. You got to continue on. It's not a one-time thing and you stop and take a break. You have to continue in the Lord. That's why it says read daily. Hey, study to show thyself approved. Glory to God. So ministry has to go on. You'll move on up on Tuesday. We have none other than Pastor Joseph Rouse and Apostle Yvonne Rouse. Glory to God. And the Wild Tuesday, I call it wild because, you know, it be really off the chain. So, you know, you need to come on, tune in, keep it locked, listen, because the Word of God, it is awesome. It comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, spiritual leader, you need somebody to point you in the right direction, this is what you want to do. Go on Facebook. Inbox them. Let them know what you need. Hook up with them. And they will get back with you. They will contact you and let you know, amen, the steps that you need to go through. Glory to God. So listen, you're in a season, as you can see, everything that's going on. You know, you want to get as close to the Lord as you can. Glory to God. You want to get where you can just sit down at Jesus' feet. Amen. And just glean from his feet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to contact them so they can help you. You know, I see now so many people, young people, I've seen a lot, you know, on social media, different pages and different things. Oh, we're getting married. But you know what? Some of them get married and they don't stay long, you know. But I encourage you, before you do all that, get you some counseling. And I'm opening the door right here. Hallelujah. They can help you to give you some counseling so you can not only just say, I'm together, but you can really be together. Glory to God. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to contact them, hit them up on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And they will get back with you. Glory to God. Amen. And I want to encourage everybody on this line and those who are listening by way of, I want to encourage you to come on and partner. You know, you can partner in many things. You know, you hear a lot of people say, well, I'm partner over there at this church. I'm partner over there at this one. That's fine and dandy. If that's what you want to do, that's good. Glory to God. But I'm encouraging you at this time to partner with us. Yeah, you can partner with more than one. It's up to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you're coming over here getting fed, amen, getting all this meat, you're eating good meat, you want to partner up. Glory to God. Because, you know, it's ministry all week long. You don't miss a beat. Glory to God. So I'm encouraging you now to come on and partner. We're only asking for $25 or more. You know, some people will go out, you know, and, you know, it's getting close to Thanksgiving, you know, and they'll spend $25 on a turkey. They'll spend hundreds of dollars, amen, in preparations, you know, for families coming home. You know, they'll, some even buy some new sheets. They'll buy some new bedding. Let me put it like that. They'll buy new bedding. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I got to have this right. I got to have the right mat down on the floor. I got to have the right tablecloth. And so I'm about all that stuff. But what about partnering, feeding your soul? Oh, good God Almighty. Come on and speak to get the spiritual food. My God, partner with us. And you don't know. You never know what happens. You know, you could get a call, a personal call from the apostle and the pastor. So I'm encouraging you to come on and partner. Glory to God. I understand, you know, some come and they say, well, you know, they should call me anyway. Well, let me help you out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Wherever you're getting fed, your tithing offering goes to your local church. Yes. But wherever you're getting that word from, that meat of the word, then guess what? That's where you should be giving an offering. So it said, the Bible said, don't come before a prophet without giving them an offering. So I encourage you to come on, get on in, glory to God, and see what God has for you. See where he wants to take you. Don't be so stagnated. A lot of times people get stagnated because, well, you know, I'm used to this and I'm used to that. Well, come outside of that zone. Come outside of where you are so you can see other things and different things and the way the Spirit works and how God moves and the way he'll heal. Glory to God. Come on in and see. I'm telling you, hallelujah, glory to God. See, God is calling the saints. He's challenging us in these days to get closer to him, to see how he moves and see what he'll do. Glory to God. You can always believe him to get a car and, you know, and then make payments on it. But what about getting a car debt-free? Hallelujah. Come on, expand your faith. Hallelujah. And they just sent out a midweek manner, just came out about faith, you know, glory to God. So I'm telling you to expand your faith in this season. Come on over here and see what God wants to do for you. It's easy to say, well, Lord, I'm believing you, Lord God. I need his light being paid. Yes. But what about believing God, hallelujah, to give you more than enough so you can go back, let me help you out, and sow into that man and woman of God that gave you that word, hallelujah, that fed you and showed you how to increase your faith in this season. Hallelujah, my God, good God Almighty, that's what I'm talking about. So come on in and partner and see what God wants to do in your life. And he's everywhere and everything that you need, hey, he's there. And he's not there just one time. He's there all the time. So I encourage you to come on in and get in and allow God to be God in your life. Allow him to move in a way, oh, my God, supernaturally like you have never seen him move before. And won't he do it? Yes, he will. And he'll do it every time. You know, but sometimes you got to grow your faith. If you still staying the same and you're still asking for that same old, okay, well, Lord, I need $20 to put gas in my car. Come on now. Your faith ought to be bigger than that. You ought to believe God every time you go to the pump. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, somebody going to pay for this gas. I don't even have to pull my money out to do it. Lord, you're going to send money so I have enough to go and get this gas. Hallelujah. Just using scenarios now. Glory to God. Come on. Expand your faith in this season. That's not my word on today, but I hear the Lord saying, you know, talking about expanding your faith. You're always believing just for the little bit, but hey, how about the supernatural? You come on over here and they'll show you how to get into the supernatural. In other words, thank you, Lord, he'll show you how to tap in. Oh, good God Almighty. You know, everybody can stand on the outside looking in. That's what I always say. You know, we on the outside looking in. You don't know what's going on in those people's houses. So why are you speculating? Hallelujah. That way you come on in and you can tap in. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. Let's go ahead on, and I'm going to open us up in prayer. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord. We know, Lord God, that you're everywhere and everything that we need you to be, oh God. We know you are a healer. We know, Lord God, you can give us, Lord God, healing in our bodies, Lord God, in our very soul. You can heal the spiritual, Lord God, brokenness. Oh, my God, the church hurt that people have got, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those who have been through churches and got hurt, you can even heal that if they allow you to do it. Because we know, Lord God, that you don't force yourself on anyone, oh Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you the glory, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone on this line, Lord. Whatever they may need, whether it's a healing, whether it's financial need, we know, Lord God, that you can meet every need. We know that you're God and you're everywhere that we need you to be, Lord God. You're out on the highways, those that are traveling, Lord, up and down the road. You'll keep them safe. You'll let your angels camp around them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, to keep them from hurt, harm, and danger. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as you are protection, Lord God, in the schools, Lord, in the churches, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. We know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you can get cars without, Lord God, payment. We know, Lord God, you can get houses without payment. We know, Lord God, you can get land, Lord God, without payment, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you on this day, Lord God, to help and expand those faith that need expanding, Lord God, to believe you for the supernatural blessings, not just the little bitty ones, Lord God, to where they say you can give me, Lord God, a few groceries. No, you can give me groceries the way I wouldn't have to worry about it no more. That kind of blessing, the overflow, the press down, shaking together, running over, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for expanding the thinking, Lord God, of your people in this season, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we know, Lord, nothing is too hard for you, Lord. We know, Lord God, that everything that we need is in you, Lord God. Everything that we want is in you. You made all this stuff, Lord God. So it's yours to hand out as you see fit. So, Lord God, we just thank you, God. We give you glory. We give you the honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. You know, God wants us to believe the supernatural. Hallelujah. You ought to be tired and sick and tired and sick and tired, glory to God, of just believing God for the little bitty. But how about the supernatural? Now, you know what I'm hearing? A lot of times you say, well, Lord, I believe you. Lord God, yeah, and you say, help my unbelief. You know, but understand, you have to continue to say it and build your faith up, glory to God. Don't just say it one time and quit. You continue to say it, Lord, I know you can do this. Lord, I'm believing you that you can do this. And I'm going to stay right here, and I'm going to wait until you do this. I'm not going to move, Lord, until you bless me. Because sometimes what you do, you go out and you try to do it on your own, and you mess things up. You know, glory to God. You go ahead and stick your hand in it, and then guess what? God just take yours off. Well, if you're going to believe that you can do it, then you go ahead and do it. And he just take his hands off. But believe God for the supernatural, and don't move, hallelujah, until he bless you. Oh, my Lord, he's in his blessed season, in this season, hallelujah. He want to give his people even more, but you got to learn how to open and expand your mind. One day you're up, one day you're down. Lord, I believe you're here. If it don't happen in the time frame that you think it should happen, then guess what? You go back to your old self. He said, oh, my, I better go and do something about this then. God ain't moving fast enough. He's never late. He's always right on time. Glory to God. He will give you witty ideas, and he'll show you things that you didn't even know. He'll show you how to do something that you didn't even think that you could do. Glory to God. Because I know in this season right here, he shows me stuff that I'm like, Lord, I don't know how to do this. But I say, help me, Lord God. You show me how to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can't do it in my own strength. But I can do it by you showing me, Lord God, and giving me an idea on how to do it. That's how you talk. Glory to God. And when you mean it, it'll come just in an instant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So believe him for the supernatural stuff. Stop believing for the little bitty. Oh, my God. Anybody can believe. That's a face the size of a mustard seed. That's what he said he gave us. Glory to God. But don't you want to supersede in some other things in the Lord? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So come on. Join us one more time and let them teach you how to believe the supernatural. Glory to God. Let's get on into our message. Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming from 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. And the title of my message is Tell It Like It Is. I'm just going to tell it like it is. Glory to God. You see here, we're looking at Samuel, hallelujah, and Eli. So let's read. I'm going to start at the first verse. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There were no open visions. You see, open visions were rarely given in those days, not like now, you know, if people have a lot of dreams, glory to God, they do that, and they dream a lot, and they see, you know, open visions and see different stuff, but back then, they didn't have a lot of that, glory to God. You know, we are blessed people, hallelujah, but you know what? We don't think that. You need to thank God, amen, for the treasures that he give you. He can show you dreams, and he'll show you what they mean sometimes. And then you can ask other people, because some people can discern dreams. But listen, be careful who you ask, okay? Just be careful. Be careful who you're telling, who you ask. Glory to God. Be careful with that. I'll say it again. Be careful, because everybody ain't for you. Some are against you. Glory to God. If you know that this person don't even go to church, and some folks go to church the same way, don't trust them. But if you know that sometimes people just tell you, you know, stuff you want to hear. Well, you know what? Yeah. And I had the same dream, and they don't move it on. I had the dream and the man walk on the moon. But just be careful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. In other words, you understand, amen, you know, now, you know, people wear glasses and different things, but understand, back then, amen, glory to God, he was saying his eyes began to wax dim. That mean that he was getting older and he could not see. Glory to God. That's what it means. Hallelujah. So Samuel was there on the scene. He was there to be the helper. Hallelujah. Let's read on down 3. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. Now, understand, Samuel laid down and then slept by the ark of God. Okay, guess what? The tablets was in there. Aaron's rod was in there. All that anointing, amen, was in there. It was packed in there. So Samuel laid down by that anointing. Glory to God. Understand, hallelujah. You know, they were talking about, and you know, I heard, you know, when my leaders were talking about how, you know, if you're under, amen, though the anointing flows from the head down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, he was in there with all that anointing. Hallelujah. Let's see what happened. That the Lord called Samuel and he answered, amen, glory to God. Here I am. And he ran unto Eli and said, here I am. For thou callest me, and he said, I call not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. See, God was calling him, and he didn't know that it was God. He did not know, glory to God. He thought it was Eli. See, he was Eli's helper because he knew Eli's eyes were waxing dim, and he was helping the man of God, glory to God. Now, let me ask you a question. Would you go and help someone like that if you know that they needed help? You know, sometimes people help people for the wrong reasons. They help them sometimes, the elderly people, I'm going to put it like that. They'll help them because they think they're going to get something. Or are you doing it because, you know, you just want to help and be a helper? He said, we all helpers one to another. So do you help your man and woman of God if they need you to help? Glory to God. Without murmuring, complaining. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because some don't. They'll help, and then they go to murmur and complain. Well, why did they ask me to clean the bathroom? Well, why did they ask me to go and sweep the floor? Well, why did they ask me to do that? And why, Lord? But understand, hallelujah, the anointing flows from the head down, glory to God. So you want to make it easier on your men and women of God, hallelujah. We're going to continue on. This is not the message, but amen. You want to make it easier on your man and woman of God, not giving them trouble, but being a help to them, glory to God. Not being in disobedience, being disarrayed, glory to God. But you want to make sure that you're doing all you can do to help your man and woman of God, amen, that God has placed over you. But not giving them trouble, but helping them, hallelujah. And whatever they ask you to do, and however they ask you to do it. Because understand, they ain't going to ask you to do nothing that they won't do themselves. And that's a fact. See, they done been there and done, done that. And they know how to tell you to go there and do that. Oh, good God Almighty. Let's move on. Hallelujah. For he ran unto Eli and said, here I am. For thou callest me. And he said, I call not. Lie down again. And he went and lied out. Okay, let's move on. And 6, and the Lord called yet again Samuel, and Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I callest not, my son, lie down again. Now, can you imagine, amen, Samuel, when he was calling, Samuel going in there saying, Eli, did you call me? He wanted to make sure that he didn't need anything. Hallelujah, because he was there to help. He was going to help him if he needed something, because he knew that his eyes were waxing dim, and he couldn't see really well. So he thought maybe he needed help. Maybe he thought he needed to go, you know, out and get something, or maybe he needed to go somewhere else in the house, or maybe he wanted a glass of water, hallelujah, and didn't want to stumble over nothing. Come on, man. So here's the thing. Whenever they ask you to do something, just do it. Because you know what? They ain't going to, if a good leader is not going to ask you to do something that's going to make you see and understand that. Hallelujah. Sweeping the floor, it ain't no sin. Hallelujah. Praying for your leaders, it sure ain't no sin. Glory to God. Being on time whenever it's time to pray, or when it's time to get on, you know, on your shows and do whatever you're supposed to do, or even go to the church house and, you know, and be at the door on your post, that's not a sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fasting, that ain't no sin. Glory to God. So understand, they're not going to ask you to do nothing, glory to God, that they ain't had to go through and did themselves. Let's move on verse 7. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. So Samuel didn't know. He didn't know. He didn't know their voice, glory to God. He didn't know his voice. So it had not yet been revealed to him. So he thought it was Eli's voice calling him to come and help him. So he got up several times and went in there and seen what he wants. Glory to God. I don't care if your leaders call you 10 times. Glory to God. If listen, pick up. Glory to God. Because you never know what God done showed them. Amen. Hallelujah. You never know what God done showed them to tell you. Hallelujah. And that's why it's important for you to pick up. And even in the church houses. Hallelujah. Whenever, you know, they go into church houses and everything. Because you know a lot of people doing online ministry now, glory to God, and a lot of people are still in churches and sanctuaries, glory to God. You never know in the sanctuary when the pastor said, come here, I need to tell you something, glory to God. You know, and so it's not a sin for you to go and see what he's talking about, or she, hallelujah. It's not a sin for you to go see what they're talking about. It could be something to save your very life. Hallelujah. It could be something coming that he's already revealed to them to tell you to look out for this. I remember, glory to God, back in the day, hallelujah, when I was in this place, and this prophet came and she told me, you know, that this thing was going to happen. And she said, you know, he was preparing you for this thing. He said, God is preparing you for this. That's what she said. I said, okay, all right, glory to God. Well, I was trying to figure out what the thing was. Hallelujah. And then, you know, I just kept trying to figure it out. She said, God is preparing you. God is preparing you for a battle. And she did tell me, you know, what the battle was, but I'm like, okay, how? I'm like, why? You know, I'm questioning it. But guess what? It happened just like she gave it to me. And guess what? I remember that thing. I had it wrote down. Amen. Praise the Lord. I remember that thing. I bought the CD to listen at it, to, you know, to understand what was going on and what was about to happen and what I needed to do. And all I could do was stay in prayer. Because if you don't listen and you don't stay in prayer, that thing will tell you up. Because guess what? Warning comes before destruction. So pay attention. Don't always say, I know. Hold on. Listen at what they got to say. Let them talk and write it down. Say, you know what, Lord? They told me this, and I'm going to write it down, you know, because I know if you send it through your man and woman of God, then I know it's coming. I'm just going to be prepared when it get here. Because if I hadn't listened to what she said, that thing, that very thing would have told me up. But guess what? I was prepared and I was ready. Glory to God. Thank God. Hallelujah. And it didn't hit as hard as it could have hit because she told me that it was coming. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Let's move on to 8. And the Lord called Samuel again. Understand, he called him 3 times. And he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. See, after that, after the third time, Eli said, hold up. It had to be the Lord calling you. So listen what he told him. He said, therefore, Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant hear it. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. In other words, he went right back in there and laid down, amen, about all where he was. And the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant hear it. He said, speak, Lord, I hear you. Because he was in there with all that anointed. When you get up on all that anointed, you know, you can prophesy, glory to God, but that don't make you a prophet just because you can give a word. Hallelujah. It don't. Believe me, understand, if prophets, they have done went through some stuff, glory to God. God's ordained, let me put it like this, God's ordained men and women of God, God's ordained pastors, God ordained teachers and preachers and apostles. They done went through some stuff, and elders, they done went through some things, glory to God. You don't know what they've been through. So don't always say you want what another man got, glory to God. You always say, Lord, give me man. That's what you do. Lord, I say, give me man, hallelujah. Because you may not be able to stand whatever they done went through. So understand, so be careful what you ask for, hallelujah, glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 11, and the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. Let's go to 12. In that day I will perform against Eli things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. See, he had told him, you know, told him some stuff. He had sent a man prior to that in verse chapter 2 to tell him, you know, what he needed to do, what was going on. But guess what? Apparently, he didn't hear him real good, so he said it again. Hallelujah. Let's read number 13. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. In other words, they were his sons were in the tabernacle. They were doing vile things against these women. They were doing just stuff that shouldn't have been done. But Eli knew it. All he did was approach him, but he didn't know. He knew it. He didn't tell him, you know, he didn't tell him to stop. He told him, well, let me put it like that. He told him to stop, but they didn't stop. So what Eli should have did, he should have went ahead and he should have corrected them and called somebody in there to take them out, you know, and y'all don't come back in here no more. But he didn't. He told them, you know, y'all need to stop, but he didn't do nothing. He said he didn't correct them. He didn't do it. So guess what? He sent Samuel to tell him, amen, glory to God. He told Samuel what was going to happen. That was the second time, because in chapter 2, he told him also through the man of God what was going to happen. And therefore, I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquities of Eli's house shall not be purged in sacrifice nor offering forever. He was saying it was nothing that they could do. They couldn't even offer a sacrifice because of what his sons had done did, and they were doing some terrible things to those women in their tabernacle, glory to God. He said, well, they couldn't give them no offering. They couldn't kill no goat. They couldn't kill no lamb. They couldn't even hang a calf on the roof. He had already said and done what was going to happen. It was done. So you understand, hallelujah, when God says that it's going to come to pass, that's the thing. But you got to understand, whenever he sends his word by your leaders and your man and woman of God, you have to write it down and just say, okay, Lord, I received this. And they'll tell you to pray about it. You know, and God will show you even the more. Well, Lord, what can I do? You know, I believe nowadays people don't fear the Lord. They really don't have a reverential fear of God. They really don't think that, you know, nothing's going to happen if I keep on doing what I'm doing, if I keep on going around, you know, sleeping, amen, with K-A and A-A and Y-Y-N-M, you know, it's okay. And nothing's going to happen if I go ahead and I do them wrong over there. Ain't nothing going to happen. You know, people have been saying that, you know, for a long time. You reap what you sow and all this kind of thing. But let me help you out. Hallelujah. Things are coming to pass now. You know, we were talking, me and someone else, we had a discussion of how, you know, the Bible said you reap just what you sow. Glory to God. And things weren't happening, and people weren't getting, they weren't, you know, they weren't reaping what they were sowed, because it takes 30, 40 years, you know. But now, when you do it like that, you get it immediately. It don't wait no 30, 40 years. You might do something today, and you're going to get it on tomorrow. Glory to God. Whether it's good or bad, it's going to come back to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you have to be careful about that. You know, people think that they can talk to people any kind of way. Just because I am in leadership, you know, some will talk to people any kind of way. Well, that's nothing, okay? I can do you like this because I am. That's wrong. No, remember, you got someone who's in authority over you. Also, you got a boss. Also, glory to God. And believe me, he'll check you. Amen. Glory to God for the way you talk to others. So you have to be careful about that. Even those who have businesses and different things, you know, they got businesses. They think they can just because, okay, we're here and you are there. No, it don't make no difference. Only thing it is, yeah, you're there. God put you there. But guess what? He put you there, he can bring you down. So be careful how you treat people. Glory to God. Because you got a boss, too, that's going to check you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to 15. And Samuel lay down until the morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. See, he was afraid to show Eli the vision. Understand, the thing about it was he had done work with Eli, and, you know, and he had done took care of him. And he, you know, he was kind of afraid to tell Eli the vision. He really was, that, you know, God had showed him of what was going to happen. He was just afraid. Because he had not grown, you know, close to Eli. And that's what it is. But sometimes, amen, even though you've grown close, hallelujah, to, you know, to someone in the ministry, understand your leader still got to make sure that they're going to tell you what thus says the Lord. Whether you listen at it or whether you don't, it's up to you. We serve an on-time God. Yes, we do. And he'll be with you every time. But whenever he sent his word, you better receive it, and you better believe it, and you better write it down. You pray about it. Glory to God. I know I hear you. There's also false prophets. Yes, false teachers, false preachers, false all that. Glory to God. Some people get stuck in that false prophet thing, and they think that's the only false it is. No, that ain't the only false it is. Glory to God. There are false teachers, false preachers, false prophets, yes, all that, glory to God, hallelujah, yes, it is, and yes, it is, glory to God. It's got not just a false prophet all the time, you know, when they see that word, they say, okay, he said, false teachers, false prophets have gone forth, but he means all that, hallelujah, teachers, preachers, pastors, he means all that, glory to God. So get an understanding, not all that getting, get an understanding of the word of God that you're reading, hallelujah. I don't care if it takes you 2 or 3 days, get an understanding of the word. Pray about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to 16. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, here I am. Let's move 17. And he said, what is the thing that the Lord hath said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. He was saying, don't hide it. Tell it like it is. What did he tell you? Hallelujah. He said, don't you hide and don't take away. Tell it like it is. That's when the word of God comes to you. Yes, and then, you know, some leaders will come and say, okay, Lord, show me a better way to say this. You know, And they, he will give them a better way to say it. But some people say, well, you know what? I'm thinking it. I might as well say it. But, you know, you got to be careful. You know, the prophecy don't come to hurt anybody. It comes to build you up. It comes for warning, glory to God, because warning comes before destruction. It doesn't come to try to tear you down and cut your toes off. Come on, glory to God. It comes to help to build you up and to let you know, listen, this is the thing that's coming. Thus says the Lord, you know, and that's the way it will come. And sometimes it's good, and let me tell you, sometimes it ain't so sweet. It's going to be bitter, hallelujah. But guess what? I'd rather have warning and somebody to tell me now than for me to go out and then you fall down and you know that you could have been warned about this thing. Glory to God. You know, so many times people, amen, they don't want to hear prophecy. And I know the Bible is the best prophecy. Yeah, but he do send word through his prophets. And that word is to bring confirmation to sometimes to what you already know and things to come. And you need to listen. Because someone, amen, glory to God, they don't want to listen to the prophet. Amen. Uh-oh, glory to God. Here it is. I don't know who you are. You're on this line, but listen up. Make sure you listen, because I know for a fact you're on this line. You don't want to hear what the prophet has to say. You don't want to hear what they have to tell you for things to come that will help you. But I'm telling you, listen up close. Write it down. Stop talking so much and listen. Put your ears on and listen to what they're telling you, because they're getting you ready for this thing that's coming. So that way, when it comes, you will know, the Lord, this is it. This is it. And so I got it wrote down right here. I can go back to it, but I'm going to pray it, Lord God. I'm going to pray so this thing won't come and hit me as hard as it could. Glory to God. So what you're doing is whenever the prophet get ready to tell you, or the pastor, whatever, you're talking too much. If there's a time to listen, amen, there's a time to speak, a time to listen. So sometimes you speak out of turn. I'm telling you what he said. Listen, listen. You're speaking too much. Just listen to what he's saying, because this thing is coming, glory to God. And it's, oh, my God, and I see it running. It's coming fast. So I'm telling you, so beware and listen to what they have to say. Glory to God. And it'll stop you from making some of the biggest mistakes of your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to 18. And Samuel told him everywhere, and he had nothing from him. And he said, it is the Lord. It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. And Samuel told him everything that the Lord told him. And to tell him, he told him. He said he told him. He didn't hide nothing. You see, Samuel was good at that time, you know. And so guess what? Eli told him, don't hide nothing. So, you know, people got to say, well, you know what? I don't want to know. I'd rather not know. Don't tell me. No, you need to know so you can be praying and you can be on the lookout saying, Lord, help me, protect me, Lord, keep me. Then you'll know what to pray and how to pray it. Glory to God. And he'll be with you. God don't tell you nothing that's going to tear you down. He tells you so that can build you up and you can get you ready. Hallelujah. So whenever it comes, then you won't fall. Whenever old JJ come and knock on the door two times, glory to God, you won't answer. That I'm not going to let you in this house because I know what you're coming for and you're up to no good. Good God Almighty. Somebody better hear that. Glory to God. His name ain't JJ, but amen. Glory to God. So let me tell you, hallelujah. Listen at what they're saying. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 19. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did not let none of his words fall to the ground. You see, right there, that grew Samuel. When Samuel told it, just like God gave it to him. Hallelujah. He told Eli just like God gave it to him. Then that grew Samuel. So Samuel grew up in giving prophecy. So you see what I'm saying? You got to be careful. Whenever a prophet comes to you and they come to help you, because warning come before destruction, you need to listen. When the pastor come to you, warning come before destruction. When the elder come to you, warning come before destruction. Glory to God. When the teacher even comes to you, and whoever's in that corporate anointing comes to you, warning come before destruction. So you need to listen. Hallelujah. You know, they'll tell you you're standing on the wrong ground. Glory to God. You need to walk off that ground and walk out of those people's lives. That's what I'm talking about. Walk out of those people's lives, because they ain't coming to do nothing but tear you down, tear you up. They don't ever want you to have nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know it's a little rough, but, you know, everybody, you know, I know y'all done drunk a little Kool-Aid and had a little Sprite, you know, just sip on it and sit back. We almost finished. Glory to God. But that's what you got to do, because he don't want you. He said, look, walk off that ground. He'll tell you to get out and around those people. That's what I mean by walk off that ground. Glory to God. He said, that ain't the ground I need you to walk on. I need you to get away from them, glory to God, because I'm going to show you some new ground to step in. Glory to God. I'm going to show you, hallelujah, to go and step in some new shoes. Hallelujah. So you can go out and tell others about me and tell others about a man named Jesus. Hey, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Verse 20. And all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Now, you see, because Samuel did just what God told him to do. How many of you do just what God tell you to do? You know, there I ain't never seen so many disobedient saints. You may not hit it all the time, but there ought to be sometimes you ought to be hitting it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If he tell you don't go, then don't go. If he tell you don't do, then don't do. If your leaders tell you to come on and do this, then you ought to be coming on doing that. See, here's what it is. You got so many people want to be in control. Hallelujah. But there's nobody that wants to listen. And because certain people, you know, they'll humble themselves and listen, then guess what happens? They go and they strike up a gossip column about them. You know, where they just doing it because they just want this and they. No, it's not that. See, they were taught how to obey. If you didn't know, you ain't obeying your leaders, you ain't going to obey nobody on your job. If you didn't obey, if you can't obey your leaders, then guess what? You didn't obey your parents, and glory to God. And so that's what it is. He's trying to show you how to obey. See what Samuel did when he was laying in there, that anointed flow from the head down. Don't you want more? Don't you want the supernatural, glory to God, to fall upon you? And none of Samuel's words fell to the ground, glory to God. Everything that he said and when he spoke it, in other words, it came to pass. And that's what you want to be. You always want to be in that place. If you speak a word, then guess what? It happens. Hallelujah. And people will learn how to listen to you. Glory to God. Now, let me help you out. Some ain't going to listen. Some ain't going to like it. And if then you say, well, look, let me give you a word. I got something I want to tell you. You know, and this person, I always say, well, go ahead. Go ahead. That's what they'll say. They'll say, go ahead. And if they tell you to go ahead, then that's when you proceed to tell them. Glory to God. But don't be rough with them. Say it in a way. Say, Lord, help me to tell them in a way that they're going to receive the word, Lord. Because, you know, you can go in talking to people so rough and they won't receive nothing. You see right here when Samuel went and told Eli, he said, okay, God is God. Let him do what he will. Because, you know, I didn't correct my sons. They were doing stuff, you know, and I didn't. I didn't do anything. He probably told him, look, people are reporting to me and y'all need to stop doing it. Yeah, but that's all he did. But that wasn't what he should have did, glory to God. He should have corrected him. And you know what? A leader will correct his people because they want them to do the best that they can do. They want them to operate in excellency. So you got to learn how to listen. You can't always be stagnated in the same place that you were in. Glory to God. You know, everybody say, I want a closer walk with the Lord. Well, I've preached this once before. If you want a closer walk with the Lord, pray, read, meditate on his word. Cut your TV off. Cut the news off. It'll be on, hallelujah, again and again and again. And guess what? It keeps on rolling every day. Hallelujah. But if you want to understand, to obey and serve, that's what you got to do. You see right here, he was a servant unto Eli. He was. He served Eli. He didn't mind and complain about it. He served Eli. What you need? What you want? He got up three times and went in there. You know, he ran in there. Eli waxed dim his eyes. He couldn't see hardly. So guess what? Samuel going to go in there. What you need? Did you call me? And he said, no, I didn't call you. So I'm on. He said, Eli said, go on back and lay down. And guess what he did? He got up again and went in and said, okay, hold up. I'm hearing this call. What is this call? I'm hearing you. What do you want, you know? And guess what? He was serving under Eli, so he went to see what he wants. So when your leaders tell you to do something, here's what you need to do. Just do it. Learn how to obey what they tell you to obey. Because understand, they're not going to do nothing that's going to hurt you. They're not going to do nothing to cause you to sin. Hallelujah. And if sin is in it, then guess what? You don't have to do it. Hallelujah. That's just it. If sin is in it, then you don't have to do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You don't have to do it. But see, none of Samuel's words fell to the ground. He laid in there with all that anointing, and after that, hallelujah, it flowed down into him. Glory to God. And God ordained him. You know, people say, well, who ordained you to be a prophet? You know, you say, God did. God did it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't have to go through the whole 9 yards telling him all kinds of stuff about how you got there and how this and how. You don't have to do all that. Just say, who ordained you to be a minister? God did. And leave it alone. Because some are going to think what they want to think anyway. I hear this a lot. People saying, well, you know what? Well, who called her? Well, did he call you? He could call you too if you get it right. Glory to God. So don't worry about it. It's okay. You listen, and you know, if you don't, then go ahead. But don't ever stop preaching the word of God. There's somebody who's on the verge of stopping. Don't stop just because you think people don't believe you. It don't matter. Glory to God. Just continue on. As long as you're doing what God has called you to do, and you're living holy, and you know he's speaking, and just continue on, and let them see where he's trying to take you, because he's trying to take you into greatness. You need to go ahead and hit Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse up on Facebook, and let them help you with this. Glory to God. But you don't want to be left out there just hanging and dangling on a string. Hallelujah. They can tell you how to come on in and settle yourself and do what God is calling you to do and be in that place that he wants to put you in. So go ahead and hit them up. A prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook. Amen. Glory to God. And they'll tell you what you need to know and how you need to do it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I have some callers on the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and take one of the calls before, amen, we get offline. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Caller 504. You are live and on the air.
Hi. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? When you said stop, I feel like that's me, because I'm being attacked so hard right now. And when I defend myself, I feel crazy because nobody believes me. And it's about work, and I have a manager that is so evil. And I don't know I just feel it's affected my body physically. And I want to quit, but I feel like God is making me go through this, and I don't know why.
Amen. Well, we're going to pray for you, my dear sister. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you can make everything, Lord God, every crooked road straight in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to change this person's heart, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Turn them around, Lord God. Turn them around, Lord, and let them know, Lord God, how they should talk to people and how they should walk with people, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord God, what the enemy meant for bad, you can make it good, Lord. We pray for our dear sister to give her the strength, Lord God, to go on down the road, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we know, Lord God, that all our strength and all our help comes from you, Lord. So, Lord, we decree and we declare to give our dear sister strength like she's never had before, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want you to plant a song in our dear sister's heart. So whenever the devil tries to come against, oh God, you will make it good. She shall think about this song, and she shall continue on down the road. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, let nothing stop her. Father God, we decree right now, and we declare, Lord, that everything around her, Lord God, oh my God, will stop her in its tracks. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, plant this song in this sister's heart, Lord God. But when she goes on her job on tomorrow, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, this song will raise up on the inside. Holy Ghost, we ask you to bring it on back to her remembrance. This song shall be in her heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for her physical body. Let her know, Lord, that you're in her, Lord God, from the inside out. Lord, you're there all the time. So, Father, we decree and we declare, Lord God, on this day that it is so, and everything around us shall cease for this song in your heart. Dear sister, God's going to plant a song in your heart that will help you. You will have no more of this. Glory to God. So you're going to look at them crazy. Glory to God. You're going to look at them crazy. But this song is going to come from the inside out. Glory to God. This song is going to bring you all the joy that you need on the inside to help you to get through this day. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And where are you calling from, my dear sister?
Louisiana.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, we want you to give us a call back. Amen. And let us know, amen, how everything's going, okay? Amen.
Okay.
Glory to God. Amen. Thank you for calling.
Jesus.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, you know God is good. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You have to remember, you know, people are kind-hearted also, you know, if we treat people right, you know, right. My mom them always used to tell me, if you do right, right will follow you. And if you do wrong, that's going to follow you too. Glory to God. So you have to treat people like you want to be treated. Hallelujah. Although sometimes people don't treat you that right, guess what? Don't treat you that way. You're not responsible for how they treat you, but you are responsible for how you treat them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be kind. Hallelujah. Be ye kind one to another, especially them of the household of faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, God is good. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Right here at this point. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for everyone on this line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for those the one that's having headaches, Lord God, constant headaches. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray right now, oh God, that, Lord, you would heal those headaches, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, you have blood pressure pills, and your blood pressure be up and down. Listen. You got them. You got to take it. Hallelujah. Take your blood pressure medicine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And be healed. Hallelujah. I'm not your doctor. Glory to God. But take it. Hallelujah. If you're having headaches like that, then that means it's going beyond. Hallelujah. What it should be. So take it to bring it back down. Hallelujah. And then you could, you know, amen, try to manage your diet and everything else to help keep it down. Hallelujah. And, you know, stress is the number one killer. Glory to God. So stop stressing. Do something about that you can do something about, and that you can't do nothing about. Learn to let it go. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, my Lord, for that person, Lord God, who is having leg pains, Lord God, on their right leg, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And they're thinking, Lord God, that it's a tumor. It's not a tumor. Glory to God. Your potassium is really, really low. So what you need to do is you need to eat more things, more vegetables with potassium in it. Glory to God. Because, you know, it's a cramp like they normally called. Hallelujah. They call them in the old days Charlie horse. But it's just a cramp, hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's why your leg is cramping like that. Glory to God. Potassium is low. So I encourage you, hallelujah, glory to God, to eat more vegetables, hallelujah, with potassium in it, hallelujah, glory to God. My Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for those people, Lord God, who are on this line, God. We ask you, God, to just bring healing to them, Lord, everywhere that they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. My Lord. Someone has stolen somebody's money. They're going to return it to you. Hallelujah. But they're going to do it. They aren't going to bring it to you. They're going to give it to you anonymously. They're going to bring it and lay it down somewhere. Amen. So you can see it, so you can get it. Just go ahead and receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't try to pursue them, but just receive it. Whenever you get it and they've laid it down, just receive it. Don't try to pursue that person. Just go ahead and take it and say, Lord, I thank you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God. We thank you, Lord God, that she's getting it all back in the mighty name of Jesus, because God has convicted that person to bring it back to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the return of the money right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, you know, God is good and he is worthy, hallelujah. But whenever they bring it, just receive it. Don't try to pursue them. Glory to God, hallelujah. Just take it and say, Lord, I thank you for the returns of it. Because guess what? He's convicted that person, and they can't rest and they can't sleep. Huh? Oh, my Lord, they're tossing, they're turning. Ha, ha. There they go. Hallelujah. They're going to return it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. My Lord. We're going to go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the line without giving the invitation, hallelujah, to salvation. If you don't know Jesus as pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, God, into what you want me to be, oh God. I repent of every sin that I have committed, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You're now blood washed born believer, but it goes beyond this. Read your Bible. Go to a Bible believing church where the word of God is being taught. The word of God is being lived, so God can take you beyond the place that you're at now. Glory to God, because there's so much more. So I encourage you to get in a Bible believing church. Make sure you read your Bible. If you don't understand the King James Version, there are other ones that you can understand. Amen. And to open up the word of God to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And I don't want to, amen, I don't want to leave the show without telling you to, amen, to make sure you tune in. Coming up next is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah. I want to make sure that you tune in and show Minister Elaine Jackson some love. She is also an author. Amen. I know you've seen her book floating around. Amen. On Facebook, on social media. Amen. So go ahead and listen in on her show and hear what the Lord has told her to tell his people. It's just going to be an awesome word. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome week. Remember, Jesus is still Lord. Glory to God. Amen.